A bill aimed at turning around struggling schools easily passed the Georgia House yesterday. As Martha Dalton reports, some lawmakers who did not support similar legislation in the past changed their minds with this bill.
That past legislation would have let the state take over struggling schools. This bill requires officials to work with schools to help them improve. But some lawmakers, like Dewey McClain, were unmoved.
The state school superintendent already has the authority to restructure or otherwise intervene in schools that do not perform on par with other schools.
He's right. The state can step in, but it doesn't have to. This bill would require the state to offer schools support. And that's a good thing, said House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams, who opposed the takeover plan.
We know we have poor communities. We know we underfund our schools. We know that we have not done our jobs. But the fact that we haven't done our jobs does not mean that we can't begin to do our jobs. And I think by adopting HB 338, we will begin to do our jobs.
The bill will soon head to the Senate. Martha Dalton, WABE News.